Trump frustrated on border wall as illegal immigration continues. Written by R. Court Kirkwood. Tuesday, December 11, 2018. Time is running out for President Trump to lock down the money for what he calls his Great Wall on the border, news that coincides with a rise in illegal immigration apart from the migrant horde that threatens invasion from the border city of Tijuana. If Congress doesn't fund Trump's number one priority before this session ends, he'll have to deal with leftist, open borders Democrats who have said they won't fund a wall, since this would stop the importation of more future Democratic voters. That they will not allow to happen. So as the wall remains unbuilt, the illegal alien invasion threat is building. Trump tweets, the military can build it. Trump hammered the Democrats again this morning on Twitter. ICE, Border Patrol and our military have done a fantastic job of securing our southern border, he tweeted. A great wall would be, however, a far easier and less expensive solution. We have already built large new sections and fully renovated others, making them like new. But, for strictly political reasons and because they have been pulled so far left, the Democrats do not want border security, he continued. They want open borders for anyone to come in. This brings large-scale crime and disease. Our southern border is now secure and will remain that way. Then the Donald warned that if Democrats won't help him build his Great Wall, he will do it himself on his own authority by conscripting the military. People do not yet realize how much of the wall, including really effective renovation, has already been built, he tweeted. If the Democrats do not give us the votes to secure our country, the military will build the remaining sections of the wall. They know how important it is. That move, undoubtedly, would inspire political and perhaps legal hurricane. Trump wants $5 billion for the wall and has said he'll let the sum of the government shut down next week. Once, again, Congress is at an impasse on the budget, if Congress doesn't give him what he wants. But he does look forward to meeting with Democrat chieftains Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. Pelosi has said the wall is merely a sign that Trump is insecure about his masculinity. Illegal immigration continues. While Trump battles Congress over funding for his border wall, illegal immigration remains a growing problem, highlighting the need for better control of our southern border. U.S. Border Patrol agents collared a whopping 51,856 people, including 25,172 family units and 5,283 unaccompanied minors, trying to sneak into the country in November, the second month of fiscal 2019. In October, the number of illegals who jumped the border was 51,001, including 23,115 family units and 4,982 unaccompanied minors. So thus far this year, the Border Patrol has cuffed more than 100,000 illegal aliens. That is nearly double the number of illegals the Border Patrol caught in fiscal 2018 to 25,488 in October and 29,085 in November, or 54,573. For all of last year, Border Police caught 396,579, not counting the 124,511 migrants who presented themselves at ports of entry but were deemed inadmissible. But Democrats don't want to build a wall. Migrant horde adding to illegal alien threat. The so-called migrant caravan isn't helping matters. Members of the 6,000-strong horde, who carry communicable diseases as Trump noted, are sneaking into the country with alarming regularity. Migrants are digging under the border fence, as the New American reported yesterday, as well as squeezing through gaps and even hopping over when pregnant. A pregnant Honduran traveled with the caravan, she admitted, just so she could give birth on U.S. territory because the new infant would be a U.S. citizen. Last week, reporters witnessed more than two dozen of the law-flouting illegals using ropes made of blankets to breach the fence near Tijuana. Once in, they falsely claim asylum, knowing, undoubtedly, that U.S. officials cannot remove them before the lengthy rigmarole involved in such an application is complete. That permits them time to deliver children, or if they wish, simply disappear. They also know that sympathetic leftists in the U.S. government will not help immigration authorities catch them. Just last week, New Jersey's Democratic attorney, whose parents were born in India, published an order forbidding state law enforcement authorities from helping immigration officials collar illegal aliens. While building an effective barrier on our southern border is certainly one solution to the problem of illegal immigration, perhaps a better solution would be to stop incentivizing the illegal immigration in the first place. Ending birthright citizenship, actually enforcing laws against hiring illegal immigrants, and refusing to offer non-citizens any form of government benefits would go a long way towards stopping the problem. If you don't make entering the country illegally worth their while, people usually won't do it. Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.